An ongoing migration of asylum seekers from Central America has strained federal border agencies, nonprofit organizations, and local towns. Along Arizona's border with Mexico, the Trump administration is making room for even more migrants, but it's also increasing pressure on a neighboring Mexico border city. From KJZ's East Fronteras desk, Michelle Marisco reports from the border on two projects that will change how asylum seekers will arrive at the Arizona border.
First, the Border Patrol spent $15 million to turn a parking lot on its vast Yuma sector headquarters into a gleaming white tent compound. As temperatures top 110 degrees, massive air conditioners loudly blast 60-degree air through the tents to cool them as the agency awaits the first group of migrants.
Depending on the amount of people that are in here, right? So it's going to depend on how hard the system's going to work, because this is all drawn from generators.
Agency spokesman Desi De Leon shows the compound's breakdown. There are tents for sleeping, new cots stacked against a wall, where migrants will be checked for immigration backgrounds and fed.
The cold meal is a turkey sandwich, chips, and fruit, and either some kind of juice. So
they'll also receive two hot meals a day and snacks. Outside, workers use a forklift to maneuver a washing machine into another tent.
We're washing their clothes and providing them something that's available to all of us that we would like to have as human beings, really. So
the facility is designed to hold 500 people, families, and lone children, and people will stay for up to 3 days. Apprehension slowed some in June, but Yuma continues to be the third busiest sector along the southwest border. This new facility went up as the Border Patrol was slammed by allegations that it mistreated children at its Clint, Texas facility. Then the U.S. government expanded its policy of making asylum seekers wait out their claims across from Yuma in Mexico. It's a policy deemed unsafe for people as violence hopscotches along Mexico's border cities. Some worry Central Americans will be targeted while they wait. Customs and Border Protection has been criticized for bottlenecking asylum seekers at the border already, a process called metering. Border Patrol Sector Chief Anthony Porvaznik says CBP had no choice.
I think the ports of entry have to do some metering because they do have their job that they have to, they're responsible for legitimate trade and travel, and they only have so many people to do that job, and so they can only process so many people that are coming in to claim asylum or credible fear.
Across the border in San Luis Rio Colorado, Martin Salgado plucks an old blue book sitting askew on a shelf and held together with scotch tape, where he and his staff at the Casa de Migrantes painstakingly note the names of new arrivals trying to head north. It's the only official record either country has of who is trying to ask for asylum here. The people in it are predominantly from Mexico, but they're also from
Venezuela, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Colombia, Haiti, Azerbaijan, Senegal, Salvador, Turquía, Ucrania, Cameroon.
His shelter was intended for deportees to stay for a short while, not for asylum seekers expecting to wait for months.
Pues primero Dios, Estados Unidos.
Irles Vega says she hopes to God to arrive to the U.S., but she and her son have already waited in Mexico 2 months just to ask for asylum, the result of that metering. And they may return here under the so-called migrant protection protocols to wait even longer. Salgado worries temperatures are rising in the desert and there's no room left here.
No hay la infraestructura ni en Yuma ni en San Luis para atender esos flujos que se pretenden.
Neither Yuma nor its neighboring Mexican town can handle a bigger bottleneck. Homeland Security beefed up infrastructure in Arizona, but the health concerns it sought to avoid in the U.S. now fall on Salgado and the city to manage. Reporting from San Luis Rio Colorado, Mexico, I'm Michel Marisco, KJZZ News.
The Remain in Mexico program started just this past weekend in San Luis, and we'll be keeping you updated on the situation there as asylum seekers gather at the border town. And here to discuss more details from our Fronteras desk in Tucson is KJZZ's Michel Marisco. Michel, good morning.
Good morning.
So the Border Patrol is going to take care of about 500 people, but what happens when the numbers inevitably go over that?
Right. So there's a 3-day limit for unaccompanied minors, for families to be able to stay there. And then they have to let them go. At that point, the NGOs in the area, and there's one, will need to step in and start the whole process of, you know, shipping people up to Phoenix.
Okay. So just like in neighboring cities in Mexico, we've already heard in the past from the Yuma mayor. That's news that in all these communities nearby cannot be well received, right?
Right. And here's Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols, who I just interviewed about this.
Really, these are federal issues, and the federal agencies on both sides need to be stepping up to help. I think it's inappropriate to expect local border communities to shoulder the burden of a national or even an international issue.
What they're stressing both in Arizona and in Mexico is that they're overwhelmed. Again, there's one NGO in the area, the Salvation Army, that can step in. Mexico, they have the Casa de Migrantes from the story. That's about it. You know, there are no resources. So if there's going to be, you know, several thousand asylum seekers being forced to wait in Mexico, there's literally nowhere for them to wait.
And a major question, the word is safety, question of safety in Mexico. You've reported that a major criticism of the Trump administration's so-called Remain in Mexico plan is you're going to put more migrants in danger. So has that happened here?
It has not happened here. Two incidences that really speak towards the dangers happened in three border towns in June alone. One in Agua Prieta in southeastern Arizona region, neighboring Naco, and then San Luis, this city. There were a total of 13 people who were killed. This is when Governor Ducey was worried enough that he asked DPS to increase patrols in these regions. The Border Patrol was doing the same thing. So was the Cochise County Sheriff. It was worrisome enough to American officials that there would be some sort of spillover. And there was a significant number of people dead over the course of a few days in those three towns. That's the sort of environment that asylum seekers are required to wait in right now.
And there is so much more to come. And when it happens, we will turn to KJZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michel, thank you.
Hey, thank you.